This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder. Another world, another time, as battles green and good, until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So MSM's been caught in all the WikiLeaks from the Daily Show that I told you. These are the new WikiLeaks I told you years ago was White House run. Coordinating with the White House, coordinating with George Soros, with Hillary, you name it. Saying, write the scripts, tell us what to do. You know, reviewing each night's show. Imagine the power trip in state-run media like the old Soviet Union of John Podesta sitting there telling the Daily Show who to have on and what to do. Imagine that much work that they do it. And then the lies about WMDs by both parties, the mainstream media going along with it, all the things, all the deception, telling you vaccines are safe, and they know full well they're not. To chronicle their lies makes the head spin. But now NPR is the last big media that the so-called leftist, big Ford Foundation, Rockefeller Foundation, crime syndicate has. They get more than half their money by sucking off the taxpayer, $450 million a year on average. They then beg every day of every week to their brainwashed listeners who want to act like they're pseudo-intellectuals. They're part of a community. You know, they don't have husbands or wives or any future or any life, generally. They've been atomized. That's their profile. Very sad people on average who think they're intellectuals. And they're sitting there donating money to this thing. So part of it's from the government. Another part of it's funded by big foundations. And another part of it is funded by begging off the listeners. And they're on there. In fact, we have the clips coming up. I've just got so much to cover. Saying, I mean, I tuned in this morning, and they're just like, we've got to shut him down. He's dangerous. This can't be on air. Why, the Clintons never murdered anybody. This guy's convincing. He can look like CNN. He can look like NPR. He's slick. I'm slick. No teleprompter here, Bubba. Straight shooting. You want to shut us down, and the EU does, and the Democrats do, and they're announcing it, and Google delisted us off Chrome. Try to go to our website, it blocks it, saying, danger, danger, Will Robinson. But I bet you're going to say I'm after free speech when I say this. We're going to launch a national movement to have national public radio defunded. It's been so close. Hey, if you can get the Ford Foundation and people to sit there and give you money, and if you can get your listeners to give you money, that's your issue. But you shouldn't be able to hog the lower 20% of the FM spectrum pigs. You shouldn't get that given to you. You should have to pay FCC fees like every other free market group. And you don't get my money, you pieces of trash. I pay income tax, and it goes into your pocket to sit up there and say I should be shut up, and I'm a liar, and I'm dangerous. You want to shut up my free speech, and you say it on a megaphone that I paid for, dirtbag. That isn't slick, what I just said. It's Veritas. V for victory. V for Veritas. NPR needs to be shut down. They're so scared that we're radicalizing Trump. They're so scared that true populism and nationalism, and Stephen Bannon is in there and all this is happening. They're actually going to make America great again and not make us all poor. That is the plan. Trump doesn't, I don't have Trump's ear, unless it's an echo chamber. Trump thinks the same way I do. They can't stand it, though. They were going to be in power. They were going to run the country in the mud. They were going to shut us down after the election. They said they were, and now the president's there. What are they going to do? Try to infiltrate him. If they can't do that, kill him. But by then, you're so damaged. The fact that you're an occupying globalist group, that it's game over down the road. Just like Brexit. I told you before they even passed it. I said, I think it's going to pass. And they're going to say it's not legally binding and try to block it. That was announced today. In fact, I'll finish that when we come back. Then get into this big fake news article by Paul Watson. We've got to get out to everybody. Stay with us.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We're so intellectual. Oh, we're MSNBC. Oh, we're NPR, Petroleum Radio, funded by the Rockefeller Foundation and Standard Oil and the big bomb makers and the Ford Foundation. Oh, we're so liberal. Oh, we support all these big wars and the war in Syria. And we say it's a conspiracy theory and that General Flynn is insane because he listens to Alex Jones and has retweeted our material. The former head of defense intelligence, who was ordered to run operations aiding al-Qaeda, he doesn't know anything. People driving around in their Subarus with their coexist stickers. I'm not against your coexist sticker. I just, you know, that's who you are. Are just like, oh, yeah, we're not involved in Syria. We're helping, man. Just feeling good. And yeah, fighting racism together. Yeah, we need to shut down Alex Jones, yeah. And then you shut down Alex Jones, you can shut down anybody. Today on NPR, The Washington Post calls for banning Trump off Twitter because he's a bully. Oh, now we just ban people because they're a bully. Alex Jones is incredibly convincing and slick and dangerous. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't the NPR voice this morning. I tuned in. We found a bunch of other ones, but we haven't found the one from this morning. It should have been uploaded. Go ask Buckley. He knows the show. He heard it, too. We found it this morning. It just hadn't been uploaded yet. They're just like, oh, what? Yo, it's bad. Yeah, he needs to be shut down right now. He does have 40 million listeners. It's been scary. And what do? I go, oh, look, here's an article by Don Salazar. I got stacks of news, but I mean, I'm going back to this one because I haven't played the clip yet. Self-proclaimed hack. There's emails saying, tell me what to do. I'll say anything. I'm a hack. I don't care about the truth. Oh, I just want money. I mean, you read these emails, not just from him, but Podesta and all of them. It's like villains from a movie. I grew up used to see villains in movies, and I thought they didn't really act like that until I went to New York and stuff and was around real villains. And later people at the restaurant go, you don't know who that was came over to your table? That's John Gotti's such and such. And I went and looked online. It was him. I love you, Alex. So good. Oh, we like what you do. Trying to kiss me. A big, like, 6 foot guy, 6 foot two guy. And he's like trying to kiss me and stuff. And it was like literally out of a movie. Oh, Alex, we'll come out on our yacht tomorrow. I think Robert De Niro was a bad actor. Because he'd play Italian gangsters doing that. Oh, I love you so much. And you're thinking, this is fake. It's not. That's how they act. You read these emails. It's like, oh, we're going to screw them over real good. They're so stupid. I know we want to make them desperate in the dark and poor. You mean to pull the emails again? You're like, who talks like this? I'm sitting around with the accountant going, the crew's really doing a great job. I want to really try to push, sell some more product for the year end so we can get a good Christmas bonus. Well, yeah, right now, we can't give too big a one. We need to leave a cushion to buy product and for other stuff. And this is a meeting yesterday. I'm not just saying this. This happened. I'm here like, how do I get my crew better bonuses for Christmas? How do we do better prices for our audience? Because that's how I want to be treated. Meanwhile, they're just like, how do we screw everyone? Oh, yeah. But then on air, it's like, oh, I'm liberal. Oh, I have the moral high ground fighting racism and sexism and homophobia. Really, Obamacare doubles prices in the first year. Shut up, racist. Why are you getting upset? Because I'm for real. So, self-proclaimed hack journalist calls on social media to censor fake news. Hillary supporters still reeling over devastating laws called for censorship of independent media. I mean, this is like your restaurant can't get any businesses because you got caught with cockroaches in all your food and rat droppings. And it was on the news. The health department shut you down for a week. No one's pulling up to eat your food. No one. What do? You start whispering, oh, yeah, they got cat turds in their food across the street. Oh, yeah, they got the syphilis on the hamburgers. We need it. And then they start calling in health department calls. Oh, Bob's across the street. They're the ones that got really dirty stuff. And then they run over and, like, throw cat droppings, under the bar stools right as the inspector comes in. Look, it's there. Just shut them down. I mean, that's what these guys are like. Like, let me read it in that voice. Self-proclaimed hack and political writer Glenn Thrush participated in MSNBC discussion where the topic of conversation centered around censoring sites like Infowars.com and social media. And, of course, they list us front and center. Commenting that social media companies be responsible for restricting potentially inflammatory incitements of violence, Thrust questions why those company CEOs haven't already developed a strategy to ban false and hateful content. Oh, like when somebody posts the image from the German news of the migrant that raped and killed a girl last week? That's been banned. Or if you post FBI statistics that blacks attack whites 10 times more often, not attacking black folks. Still statistically, crime's low. But to say there's an epidemic of whites attacking blacks isn't true. That's banned. So they're already banning it. So first he lies and says that they're not restricting speech. Then now it needs to be total, just ban people completely. No judge, no jury, no nothing. And he goes on. Naturally, Alex Jones' InfoWars were specifically referenced in the conversation.
the challenge to try to keep up with the pace of the information right now, it's worth noting that Reddit's part, they banned the Pizzagate discussion going forward, host Peter Alexander said. I'm curious for your take on this. Donald Trump, obvious InfoWars, we're familiar with that sort of popular website spewing off a lot of conspiracy theories as well. Even Alex Jones, the founder of InfoWars, you know, spoke profoundly about how I said something and Donald Trump spouted it a couple days later. No, I said we're synced up because we have the same vision. I told you what Trump was planning, and then Bannon puts out a big article in Hollywood Reporter saying it. Bring back the jobs and power the people, not make people dependent. Break the back of socialism and collectivism. We're reading from the same sheet of music because we have the same ideas. And they keep thinking that if they can get Trump to come out and break with us, that they'll be in control of the narrative and then can tell him what he can say and what he can do. Trump relishes ignoring you, laughing at you, making jokes about you. Time Magazine having to admit he's Man of the Year, despite all their lies and deception. Time Magazine and Newsweek wrote for riots and violence to stop Trump. That's the coup de grace here. I've not really been hammering that. Watson hammers this about the fake news. I'm going to cover his article in the next segment. They're the ones that lied about WMDs to start wars. They're the ones saying cops are all basically racist, so when cops get killed, it's okay, like Newsweek said, because we need to riot and burn stuff down. Remember that? They've written articles. Just type in Newsweek called for burning cities and looting and death. It shows fires and says, when it's time to riot, was the headline. Time to have a communist insurrection from the big bank-owned, Time Warner. Because they want to destabilize the country and end a real decourse, a real discourse. So, they're the ones calling for violence. They're the ones fanning all the flames. They're the ones pushing the whole race narrative. They're the ones involved in all of this, and then they have the nerve when jihadis kill people to say, oh, Islam didn't contribute to it. But then when we cover the Pizzagate story, weeks after it's out, we're the progenitors of it, which isn't even true, and then it's our fault if some guy with a gun goes in the pizza place. Not that you got Lolita Express and Clinton and Podesta and all this weirdness going on, and people are investigating it, and the cops are investigating it, and so some pizza place is listed, so other people focus on it, the media focuses on it, and gets everybody to then focus on that as a diversion. That's how sophisticated they are at deception, to basically divert people off into other subjects. But that's how dumb they think they are, that they put a guy that admits he's a mercenary hack for the government and the media, who will lie to the public and says, I'm a hack, I'll do anything for money, on TV thinking you're stupid. This guy even defends the fact he'll do anything. He isn't even ashamed of it. That's what we have, is a collection of these twits who sit around and go, how do we discredit Alex Jones? Well, we have somebody on from an admitted fake news site, a clickbait site, and we just say, Alex Jones, king of fake news. Now let's bring on someone who admits what they're doing. And then you just, then they had a fake news guy on. Who even wants the listeners of NPR at this point? I mean, you got to say that's the dumbest group of people out there. They all think they're super intellectual. They all think they're super smart. They all think they're part of some, winning, cool team. And it's like, well, ladies are listeners because, the networks for the ladies while they defend Saudi Arabia and everything else. I mean, it is a sick, mindless pandering. Let's skip this break, because there won't even be a show soon if they censor us. But you know what? It doesn't matter, because that will build up an even bigger volcano of awakening. Here is the admitted hack for Politico. Here is MSNBC.
The bottom line is, this becomes a vicious cycle right now. So the media challenges Donald Trump, Glenn, for something he writes. Donald Trump says we shouldn't trust the media. And as a result, the people in this country are kind of divided, go to their own corners, and they sort of pick their information as they desire it.
Well, first of all, I think I know where I'm going to be having dinner on Sunday night, which is a Comet pizza. The other thing about it is the sewage goes through a pipe. These social media sites are for-profit enterprises. You got Reddit, you got Facebook, and you have Twitter. Explain to me, why is there a constitutional right to put potentially inflammatory incitements of violence on these sites? Why aren't Jack Dorsey, the founder of Twitter, and Mark Zuckerberg on Facebook coming up with a more serious strategy for either labeling or banning groups that knowingly push false and hateful content on their
sites. The challenge to try to keep up with the pace of this information is disseminated right now. It's worth noting that for Reddit's part, right now they banned the Pizzagate discussion going forward. But I'm curious for your take on this. Donald Trump, obviously, InfoWars. We're familiar with that sort of popular website spewing off a lot of conspiracy theories as well. Even Alex Jones, the founder of InfoWars, you know, spoke proudly about how, man, I said something, and Donald Trump spouted it just a couple days later.
Yeah, this is a bizarre story. It's astonishing. I mean, InfoWars, for me, was a great source of entertainment and a lot of laughs, but this wasn't a funny thing at all. I don't know what the prescription is. I think maybe Twitter and Facebook could do something, but it seems chilling to me that we're going to have people don't trust the media, and probably from an ideological perspective, I don't know that people think that they're,
that's enough.
They're putting out...
It's CBS, it's ABC, it's NBC, it's MSNBC, it's CNBC. Yesterday, too, saying shut down InfoWars by name on The Morning Joe, Maddow, you name it. So they would never call for censor before because, you know, they could just laugh at us, right? Like I said, 6 months before Brexit, on the day of Brexit and after, I said, watch, Brexit's going to pass. They're going to try to steal it. And then they're going to announce that the EU doesn't have to follow it. Well, here it is. Today, Brexit. Referendum not legally binding, UK Supreme Court told. The referendum in which Britain's voted to leave the European Union is not legally binding, the Supreme Court was told Wednesday during a hearing on who has the power to trigger Brexit. Oh! The court is considering an appeal by the government against ruling last month that ministers cannot invoke Article 50 of the EU's Lisbon Treaty, the first formal step, the process of leaving the bloc, without Parliament's explicit approval. Oh, so the people can't have a referendum. Okay. Just like we couldn't vote for Bernie Sanders, they took that away with superdelegates. And mainstream media went along with it. And I loved how that last guy there that said InfoWars is a joke when our audience is like 50 times what they are now. I mean, they are a joke. So that, you know, we used to laugh at it. I mean, you're laughing at what? I said they're coming after free speech and they're going to try to shut us down next year. We're a year later, it's happening. Oh, we were right about that again with exclusive information from a sitting Supreme Court justice from one of the most trusted news sources and reclusive news sources out there, Madrutch. I mean, you can't get more spicy and intrigue and more credible than that. I mean, directly from the Supreme Court justice. And it's a big joke, huh? It's real funny. And then I told you that they were not going to accept this. And guess how I knew that? Because we have correspondents in London, two of them. And we have sources in UKIP at the highest levels. And we knew what EU bureaucrats were threatening Farage with behind the scenes. I mean, by the way, I know a bunch of stuff right now that I'm not even going to tell that the media would kill for right now. But see, I get the information because I'm trusted. I'm a real journalist, not a backstabber, not a hack like you. And see, because I didn't sell out for $3 million, and then $10 million. Oh, these were contracts I was offered in the last 18 years. $1 million, $3 million, $10 million. I mean, real contracts. Any of you little hacks ever seen a $10 million contract over 3 years? And you know what I told them? You could take that and have a good evening. And, I mean, I've been offered everything. And did it work? No. And now we're to the point that you openly want to censor me and everybody else that's kicking your butt up and down the street. Do you file lawsuits on my fake news that hurt somebody that's provable? No. Because you know they wouldn't win and you know I'll fight them. All you do is sit up there and lie to your audience and get people killed. And say white people are a bunch of racists. So white people are being killed on the streets of America every day because of their race. But that's okay because you're busy creating a racially based society. How sickening. Now, I've got the NPR pieces. They're even worse. But this just illustrates where they're going. I want to get into the world they're building. Now, when I read this article later, you're going to say, Alex, we've heard this 5,000 times from you. Yeah, and only me. Only me. if you go back 20 years ago, 15 years ago, 10 years ago, the last six, they have gone from denying all this and writing books saying I'm insane to saying exactly what I told you. Now, again, I'd love to give myself credit. The Club of Rome, Davos, MIT, British Ministry of Defense, Defense Department, they all have futurists that write white papers and books saying this is the plan since the 1870s. Now, does anyone want to hear the plan from the 1870s? I mean, I had a film sold 300,000 DVDs about it. That get any respect? Film got watched 20 million times on YouTube. It's called Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Made it 9 years ago. You watch the film, people now watch it and freak out and go, and most of this has come true. They're like, who the hell is this guy? I'm nobody. When I read robber barons writing 1,100-page and 800-page books about how they're going to break up our families, dumb us down, drug us, put us in prison housing, basically, call it trendy. They say, you call it trendy, but these atomized people that didn't have any families, as long as they think they're part of a tribe, will make the tribe service to the government, being slaves, and then they'll be happy to euthanize themselves in the final phase. And then I've been told by the elite, Alex, you won't be part of this because you understand it all. You'll be smart enough to be part of this and have kids, and you know there's ways to countermand it, and blah, 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 and you be with us, be with us. And I'm sitting there going, no, no. And then they go, watch this. And they manipulate the crowd. We're going to kill you, John. And I'm like, I want to try to show you how to be free. Shut up. It's like Omega Man. He's like, I have the cure. They're like, shut up. Throw a spear right into him. And the head vampire looks at you and goes, see, they don't want any hell. Because I guess only like 1 out of 1,000 of the zombies in Omega Man can talk. But the, like the upper caste ones, it's kind of like a redo of H.G. Wells, the Eloy and the Morlocks. There's only a few of them that are actually, you know, real smart, and they're real smart. And the rest of them are like little zombies. And they just hate those of us that still got red blood. It's spiritual, though. Probably have NPR playing clips going, and he really believes they're zombies and they're Morlocks. It's called allegories, parallels, parables, stories. It's how humans communicate most anciently around the campfire. That's how I communicate. And I've sat there, I haven't done it in years, with the Morlocks. John Harmon's heard a Morlock. Head of the Kissinger Group was on. And I was like, do you know this is Alex Jones? Why'd you come on? And he goes, I thought you'd want to be reasonable. You're part of the super class running your conspiracy group in the future. I know. You always really need to come up here and meet with us. Come on, let's come back and show that you can be. And I'm like, no, I'm not. He goes, I can't believe this. I'm leaving then. I came on here to try to reach out to you and believed you'd want to have a life of true value and real change. You know, you'll influence things better working with us. John Herman heard it all. Thomas Barnett, one of the top futurists in the military war colleges, gives these speeches on C-SPAN about world government, how we're going to set it up, and our military works for world government. They recruit all these generals that are traitors. And it was, again, John Harmon. Harmon's been here 15 years. And Barnett came on and thought he was going on Alex S. Jones, formerly the head of the New York Times, who had his own radio show at the time on NPR. And he heard me talking. He went to break. He told Harmon, he goes, I'm not going on. That's Alex Jones. And he goes, just talk to Alex. He puts me on the three-way with him. You know, he patches me through, and I go, sir, just please come on and figure out ideas. He goes, listen, you'll never stop our, in a voice like this. He goes, you'll never stop our operations. The public's too weak. You'll never beat us. In like a voice like that, I said, come on then, prove it. Come on, coward. He goes, ha, 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 ha. Like in a movie, he goes, ha, 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 and hung the phone up. Harmon, I never asked you to tell that story. That was 15 years ago. Do you remember that? I don't know if Harmon's at the board right now.
I do remember that. I do remember that. It happened
and,
exactly
and
like that.
We even called him back again, remember?
Yeah, it was no joke. I mean, it literally happened just like that. Like he was a villain in a James Bond movie.
I mean, did he not literally? Because few could do the laugh. I can do it. He was like.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty much like that.
Well, you do your imitation of it.
Uh-oh.
So you're right. He kind of cut it off short. He was like, yeah.
It was just quick. It was just like out of a movie. It was insane.
That's the thing. You engage them. They'll be like, you're one of us. You're going to enjoy it. It's all the women, all the power addicts. Yeah. And when you say that, you'll regret this. And, oh, yeah. I was sitting there one time with all these gloves. He's like, he got his like, whole scared. He goes, ah. Like out of the room like a demon. he's like sweating. It's like spiritual, folks. It's like a Skeksis backing away. Folks, I'm telling you, you got to see it. If you saw it, you'd be so
We're
awake.
On the march.
Stay with us.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Love Eric Clapton. Woo! Crank it up.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I love all the bridges I've had to cross. All the roads. All the fights. Worst things ever happened to me now. I wear like honor.
How many bridges I got to cross?
It's absolutely right.
How many times must I explain myself?
Before I can talk to the boss.
Before I can talk to the boss.
You know how much I love you, listeners, viewers? I don't care what color you are. I love you. And all I want to do is beat these vampires. Crank it up.
How many times must I say I love you?
Well, you finally understand. The evil comes against me, the stronger God just opens the gates, energizes me. It's unbelievable. That's why we're supposed to have the animating contest of liberty that Thomas Jefferson talked about. Every amount of evil they throw at you, if you're doing this for the right reason, God will throw even more energy at you. And it's unbelievable. The enemy knows about the spiritual realm. That's why they try to block you out of it, not let you know it's there. I guess that's more fake news, right? they'll take things and spin things, even the New York Times and places about me, the Young Turks have done it. I talked about God, the metaphysical other dimensions that every culture believed in. And I said, whether you believe it's space aliens or advanced intelligences or the God of the Bible, I mean, there's a lot of unknown out there. And we could interface with it, and science has shown it's there. So a lot of quackery and stuff that tries to intercess itself between that, that's the priest class. Just go around the priest class, directly to God, directly to truth, veritas, God is truth. And they had articles saying that I believe space aliens run the planet. For all intents and purposes, is that what the Bible says the devil is? Fall into this planet, wants to kill, steal, and destroy? The globalists have got advanced knowledge, folks. I've studied it, and you come up against it, and you come up against the top globalists. They're not that smart. They're animated by something not of this world. And nothing bites like I do. Nothing screams out loud in the empty night. Think about it. All right, where should we begin here? They found it. I'm driving in the morning. Good job, Buckley. I almost hate to ask Buckley to do stuff, though, because he's really good at all the stuff he does, but then he'll just ferret for until he finally gets it. And I guess he found, out of all the hours, the exact part I listened to for 5 minutes in the car this morning. And like I told you, it's just, I mean, you tuned to NPR, they're attacking me. I mean, it's just, I mean, it's, I asked you, well, when did you hear it? I heard it at 9 at night. I heard it in the middle of the night. I heard it at noon. I heard it was this show. It was that show. I've got a name of the show. Let's put it on screen for a moment. And I just tune in, driving to work, and it's On Point with Tom Ashbrook. We're going to go to that in a minute. And you listen to these guys. What I love is gone is the simpering, fop-driven arrogance. And it's now more of a sputtering fear. And let me explain something to you, Dumbo. I've never really pushed a boycott of NPR. But let me tell you, turnabout is fair play. And the fact that you're state-run and get $450 million a year of taxpayer money, even more than that in big tax-free foundation money, so it's taxpayer money again. Rockefeller found me the list of robber baron crooks. They had a project to take over radio. They've been doing it since the 30s. They did it. The fact you're given the lower end of the FM spectrum, the best part, free, worth billions a year, I guarantee you, you know what I'm going to talk to Donald, I promise you now, the next time I talk to Donald Trump, I don't miss his call. I thought I'd miss him that call. Then you get pissed. I'm going to bring up, you know, sir, I know you're not vindictive with the media, Mr. President, President-elect, but you know NPR gets $450 million a year at least of taxpayer money and big tax-free money as well, and they attack free press and they attack you. Can't we call for Congress to defund NPR? Oh, they'll call it the arts and school kids. No, it's not. It's a bunch of garbage. And see how NPR likes that. You want to shut me down and put me in the street and put my First Amendment in a jail cell? They openly say, shut us down and we're dangerous. I'm going to play the clip. All over the news, like I don't exist, like I'm not a person, like I'm not going to fight back. I don't get it about delusionals. It's like Hitler. He thought he'd beat Russia, the UK, and the United States. The U.S. was 240 million people then. Germany was about 75 million. He had Austria, so maybe about 85 million total. Italy wasn't even really in the war. Military was a joke. I mean, invaded North Africa, couldn't even win that. Mussolini. Well, let's throw in 10 million, you know, Italians or whatever. It was more like 50 million in the country, but let's say he had 95 million people total. You're going to start a fight with combined populations of the entire British Empire and the United States and everything else of 500 million people of a total war culture that Hitler even said was the superior war culture to Germany. But in your delusion, you really thought you'd kick our ass, dumbass. And now again, I'm just talking about the British Empire and the U.S. Oh, just oh, forget the Russians. There were like 100 million at the time. Oh, wow, that's going to be a real piece of cake. And when the war was over, there were how many? about 54 million Germans. And I feel sorry for the Germans. I think my dominant bloodline is German. I'm a high 57, but I got German, quite a bit of it in there. My mom's maiden name's Hammond. Well, just look at me and Buckley. We're just regular pals. The point is that you're crazy. You're nuts, man. Everybody knows the Clintons are involved in pedophilia. Everybody knows about the Lolita Jet. Everybody knows about the Catholic Church. Everybody knows about Penn State. Everybody knows about Homeland Security, people getting busted all the time by good Homeland Security, running child kidnapping rings, man. And so we look at a story and say, people are investigating this, and so you lie about us and say that we sent some gunman or something. Because you want to censor us. You're a joke. And you're in an info war now. Oh, my gosh. Hillary said 4 years ago to Congress, the Secretary of State, that the globalists were losing the info war. Oh, what a visionary. You, in 2016, in December, figure it out. And you're the host, go, info war. Yes, is that Alex is called that. Wait. A 22-year-old figured it out? 21 years ago? I'm not bragging about me. I read hundreds of warfare books. I read hundreds of history books. And I came from a bloodline of people that stomped tyrants down through the ground. I'm bred for it. Get ready for it. You want to face it? You are now getting it. I'm a sheepdog born to go after scraggly, one-legged, half-assed wolves like you. You're a joke. You kill me, I win. You attack and demonize us, I win. You shut us down, I win. I keep fighting, you back off and lose, I win. I win, I win, I win, I win, I win. Because I'm not a hunchback piece of crap parasite like you. I believe in humanity. I want to build humanity. I want to have an enlightenment. I want space bases. I want life extension. I want truth and justice. And how dare you ever claim that I am trying to lie to people when my great weapon is the truth. A double-edged war sword that has hacked the enemy to hell in 20 years, and we're just getting started. I don't say this in some power trip like you simpering sycophant lapdogs. I say it in the combined energy of the great animating contest that is the Enlightenment, that is the great leap forward, not your counterfeits like Mao launched. You people are a joke. You work for Rockefeller, U.S. government-funded, robber baron, worst aspects that this country ever developed. You are the worst byproduct of the robber barons. You work for the worst, most horrible people the world has ever seen. I haven't even gotten to Paul Watson's article or the bigger story. They're now announcing that you're going to live in a coffin apartment. I know you said we heard this 10 years ago. I know it's here now. And that you're going to be poor and own nothing and be a slave. And they're going to euthanize you. Carousel. Oh, go to the, what do they call it in Soylent Green? Oh, let's all go to the suicidararium. Let's all go to the euthanasia center. You're a freaking cult of loons. Loons. And you know what I do? I'm the opposite of your simpering, soft little voices. You know, they sit there in this particular tape and they go, it's the same on CBS, ABC. It's the same. They go, now it's not on this kook laughing at me. Always like, he's dangerous. He's slick. He's what do we do? I'm not any of those things. I'm red-blooded. Get used to it. I know a pack of weasels when I see them. Most of these NPR people don't even care where they came from or who they are. They just want to go up the chain of command, kiss each other's butts, do whatever they're told to advance in a system. Newsflash, I'm not trying to advance in your system. Your system is an artificial overlay over humans' normal development. I'm here to remove you like a tumor. I don't want to join the tumor. I don't want to be brought to the heights of the tumor at 1 inch high and look at the survey of the things below and feel big. I want to go up here, see? I want my progeny to build worlds because they're made in the image of the Creator. But are you of your father, the devil? Is that why you don't have this vision? Why you can't have this vision? Next, they'll say he claims he has visions. No, the term, I have vision. Vision to restore the republic. Vision to innovate. Vision to build. You know what built all this that you've now infested. Your lack of vision is disgusting. In fact, the vision you have is like stunted and twisted in how you're going to enslave everyone and run everyone and control their lives. And you're going to be the boss and you're going to be in charge and you're going to control everything. And you're going to... I had a repair truck parked outside my house yesterday morning. So I had electrical stuff going on. Power outages. And the power went out and it blew some stuff in my house up. You know, it does that. Blew out some circuit breakers. And the guy parks where he's supposed to the street, and some guy in the neighborhood association runs over and starts screaming at the electrician, threatening to physically attack him. And, of course, it's the petty power trip guy that's the head of the homeowners association. And I haven't gotten around to sending a letter, because I'm sure there'll be some letter that I did something wrong now. And that's what I mean. These guys are, like, ruling over neighborhoods, yelling at poor electricians. That's the exact type of crap I'm talking about. You're pathetic. You're a joke. I don't say this to make you feel bad. It needs to be said. You're a joke. You call us fake media? It's crazy. Of course, there's no proof. They play a clip of us breaking down the Clinton death list and showing dead people and showing news articles and showing documents. But they just show a little clip and say to their audience, that's all he has. He didn't have any proof. See, it's all lies. I could talk for 10 hours about this short clip. It went on and on. I'm going to play a short clip because it's all deception. Oh, no. Oh, no. Presidents never have anybody killed. Sure. And the Clintons of the Dixie Mafia, oh, they're very nice people. They never kill anybody. The CIA never kills anybody. The Army never kills anybody. There aren't Delta Force hit teams at the highest level. Phase two out of the normal Delta Force in every town. Oh, no, 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 no. They're like, what does that mean? Exactly. You don't know anything. You're like children. You're idiots. Now, let's go ahead and go to the reality. Let's play a clip of our new kings, our queens, I'm being sarcastic, that tell us what is reality and tell us what's fake and tell us what's dangerous. And notice they'll mention someone who was fake, but not me. Oh, this other guy was fake and did something to me. I'm a victim. I'm a victim, he says, is how it starts. And then it moves on to me, the big devil. Here it is.
I think these websites, the one I was describing that wrote a stupid story about me that made up quotes this week, that's not propaganda. That's just stupidity. That's just tweaking me. That's just trying to get Facebook shares.
Trolling.
But when trolling is actually the best word for it. But when it comes to foreign government actors, security services for other countries, creating articles and promoting them through botnets on Twitter, yes, that is a form of propaganda. And we need to, like I said, have...
Back it up 5 seconds, please. They never proved the Russians were behind all this. They said that I get my orders from Russia, and so does Trump. Turned out Hillary was getting $35 million from him and actually making deals and met secretly with Putin. Never been to Russia. I mean, I'm saying the same thing I was saying 20 years ago. But see, oh, they're going to get to me, the Russian agent, in a moment. This isn't fake news, though. Alex Jones works for the Russians. This isn't fake. This is real. I also work for the Martians. Here it is.
Putting them through botnets on Twitter. Yes, that is a form of propaganda. And we need to, like I said, have a better sense of what that is so we can call it what it is. I've started coming to use the terms information warfare to talk most broadly about this because we are looking at information warfare in this Trump age. It didn't start with Donald Trump, but clearly that's what we're seeing right now. And people in power benefit from the kind of confusion that we're seeing online today.
I mean, you can take it so far here. You can talk about information warfare. You've got Alex Jones, this conspiracy theorist, who does InfoWars show, saying 9/11 was an inside job. The Fort Hood shootings were staged. And a lot of people listened to him.
Hit pause. I said 28 pages. The FBI was in the news at the time saying they were ordered to stand down. The head of the Transportation Department said he saw Cheney have an order to stand down. The hijackers were ordered to be let into the country, even though they were listed as Al-Qaeda. I've had the head of the embassy, Mr. Springman, on, and I said that they were covering up the stand down in Saudi Arabia. It's all come out, and the members of Congress saw it, and I'm proven right. Then he goes into the next point. Back that up, because the next point's bull, too. Let's play that one more time. Here it is.
Houston. A lot of people listen to him. This is him in August, late August, talking about people associated with Hillary Clinton.
Back it up, guys. I want people to hear that again because I forgot the other part. I mean, I knew it was a lie, but then I forgot which one it was because I forgot the second point. Play it where he says, oh, Fort Hood. I said that the CIA for 2 years knew that he was talking to the head of Al-Qaeda and protected him and let the shooting take place. That was in the Washington Times and even the Associated Press. So I didn't say it wasn't a radical Islamic attack. I said they knew he was doing it. They knew he was radicalized. They knew the attack was taking place, and they stood down. But he just says that I say it was all fake. Here it is.
Information warfare, to talk most broadly about this, because we are looking at information warfare in this Trump age. We didn't start with Donald Trump, but clearly that's what we're seeing right now.
Back it up 20 seconds. I don't want to. Oh, well, there's only information warfare only started in the Trump age. No, the Germans called it info war or mind war in World War One. That's what the British called it as well. Or propaganda. And I've read the books by Bernays and Goebbels and all of them from both sides of the equation. So, again, they're now telling you that, oh, in the Trump age, there's a thing called info war. The most important information war weapon is the truth and the moral high ground. There's white propaganda, gray propaganda, and black propaganda. We only use white propaganda. That just means promoting your view. It's got a dirty name, but it's not dirty. They use black, you name it, gray, deception, lies, and then say it's us that's doing it. That's what this comes down to. So they're introducing to their childlike audience. NPR's been having shows, so is the New York Times, because that's where they take their lead from. Is there a thing called globalism? Do globalists exist? And they go, yes, they want to help you, but the conspiracy theorists say the global government isn't good. It's this type of bull. So we're going to talk to their mental midget listeners like they're geniuses. But I'm going to stop interrupting. Let's just play the clip.
There's security services for other countries, creating articles and promoting them through botnets on Twitter. Yes, that is a form of propaganda. And we need to, like I said, have a better sense of what that is so we can call it what it is. I've started coming to use the terms information warfare to talk most broadly about this because we are looking at information warfare in this Trump age. We didn't start with Donald Trump, but clearly that's what we're seeing right now. And people in power benefit from the kind of confusion that we're seeing online.
Sorry. The whole corporate system, the mainstream media, owned by the corporate system, is engaged in manipulative, deceptive info war. They've been caught lying on every front. WikiLeaks shows it. And so they're saying they just discovered info war and the power elite are running it. Well, yeah, they're running a disinfo info war. We're running an insurrection to restore the republic and prosperity and justice and truth and exposing the whole InfoWars apparatus. Hence a website called InfoWars. And 20 years after I started the website, people finally get it. But is there a hat off that I'm a visionary? Is there a hat off I did my homework? Is there a hat off I, you know, didn't know that I was right about the Iraq war being a lie and right about all the other crap and glyphosates 20 years ago, now everybody knows it, or bisphenol A 20 years ago, now everybody knows it, on, or fluoride bad 20 years ago, now Harvard says, check it out of the water. No! I'm a bad Russian agent! That's outrageous crap! Continue.
I mean, you can take it so far here. You could talk about information warfare. You've got Alex Jones, this conspiracy theorist who does InfoWars show, saying 9/11 was an inside job, that Fort Hood shootings were staged, and a lot of people listen to him. This is him in August, late August, talking about people associated with Hillary Clinton, he likes to say, that died under suspicious circumstances. None of this was about facts, about proven facts.
No.
It's just outrageous assertion, but these things get currency. Here's Alex Jones. Hate to even play it, but you have to have a sense of what's out there.
It would take hours to chronicle the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that have been mysteriously murdered, gunned down, choked to death, drowned, cut into pieces since the Clintons were running for governor, right through president, right through the State Department to today.
Okay, I don't even know where to begin.
Oh, no.
And there's the first amendment.
You do have to.
I don't know
you have to play it because this is slickly produced. This, you know, Alex Jones can look like CNN when he wants to. He can sound like NPR when he wants to. And that is incredibly dangerous.
And it goes on and on. Oh, see, all about them is how you look and how you sound. Sleepy time. Yes, I can do bedtime stories with Mr. Rogers. Hello, kids. Get on board the white NPR van. We have free welfare, free shots, free everything. Just like North Korea, come on along. Sponsored by Rockefeller, Ford Foundation, and Monsanto. Coming up next, parents aren't needed anymore.
Oh, that's another conspiracy theory?
Show.
should I play MSNBC saying we should get around the idea of parents controlling their kids? It's the state. Should I play Melissa Harris Perry? No, everybody knows you're coming after the kids. This article I'm going to shoot a special report on that will be on the news tonight. I didn't get to it. Roger Stone's coming up in the fourth hour. But I will shoot a big special report on this, and I will air it tomorrow on the show and the nightly news today. But it's the World Economic Forum. Welcome to 2030. I own nothing, have no privacy, and life has never been better. Everything controls you. Computers run your life. Everything is rented from a group collective. Oh, it's so wonderful. Oh, yes. But when you actually read deeper into what they're planning, it is nightmare. And you'll be taxed by the mile, and it'll tell you when you what food you can have when. And it's in the Meganopolis videos that they're all teaching right now. In UK schools, they show these videos where the women are in charge and you're the husband, you know, works at a video game factory and then he gets meat once a year on his birthday and blah, blah, blah. And everyone's controlled. You take your medicine every day and it's so fun and everybody looks the same. And I've got all the professors saying, soon we'll all look the same. Don't say mommy or daddy. Some people don't have mommy and daddies. It's like, that's not, oh, by the way, That 50 song, you know, come inside, honey, it's cold. They're saying that's sexually suggestive and is rape. That was in the news. I didn't get to that today. Oh, yes. But like, rap about, I rape her, I drug her, that's all fine or whatever. But don't have something about, oh, baby, it's cold outside. You know, come inside where it's warm, man and woman together. That's bad. That we gotta, in fact, let's show THX1138. Because this is what Aldous Huxley said is the plan for you and your family. And total dehumanization, showing you all the violence on TV, all of it, breaking the man and the woman up. They don't even need the man and the woman anymore, but they just the religion of the technocrats in this is hurting the human. Even though they're human, they get a pleasure, a perverse pleasure, the boot stomping on the human face forever, Winston. But it's okay because MP, I even hate to play this. It's so, let's create a revulsion in our wimpy audience. Oh, get taken away. Don't let me hear it. Was it Rockefeller approved? By the way, Anthony ran in here during the break and he said, our ozonated olive oil that's proprietary, the most concentrated out there that anybody's got of ozonation, just last time, I don't know why we get such a limited supply. It's hard to manufacture. He said, no, it sold out in a few hours, not 4 days. Well, I learned last time, 4 days later, it sold out. That was 6 months ago, and I asked, why don't we have more? Well, with the big organic lab we use, it's hard. We're trying to get a bigger batch. We only got a couple thousand of these. This will probably sell out today. It's that popular with the ladies especially. It's amazing. Try it. It supports the broadcast, and it's $29.95. It's very, very concentrated, very hard to make. We have DNA Force with 179 studies, BioPQQ alone that's in it. Go look it up for yourself. InfoWarsLife.com is the subsection for the nutraceuticals and supplements. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. If you sign up for AutoShip, you get an additional 10% off. You can sign up to get a shipment in 15 days, a month, 60 days, 90 days, whatever you want. Cancel any time. Additional 10% off there. And there's a lot of other. All orders $50 or more get free shipping. There's so much more at InfoWarsLife.com. Or InfoWarsStore.com or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139. We're not funded by taxpayer money like NPR. We're not funded by any of that. We're not funded by, you know, selling you $100 coffee cups or weirdo, you know, music for $500. It's worth $2 or Rockefeller money. No, we're funded by high-quality products we sell and a limited group of sponsors we have that we can absolutely trust. InfoWarsLive.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. You can also go to InfoWarsTeam.com for all the longevity products that a portion goes to fund us here. And you've got the lowest prices there, free shipping with auto shipping more at InfoWarsTeam.com. I'm going to come and briefly finish with some key intel, then hand the baton to Roger Stone in the fourth hour, former head of the Trump campaign, who's at the Trump Tower. I think he's left over to his New York apartment now. We'll be back.